Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
And welcome back to Small Biz America. We're heard coast to coast here on Biz Talk Radio Network. I'm David Wolf. Hope you're having a great week in your business. Thanks for being with us as always. A quick word before we get started about the power of podcasting and radio. You know, if you listen to us every week, I'm very passionate about these things. Did you know, though, that hosting your own radio show or podcast, and I've learned this over time, can grow your fans, your business, your circle of influence, and your online credibility and authority? In fact, I've learned over time there are many hidden treasures inside podcasting that can help develop your skills not only as a presenter and respected subject matter expert, but an authority in your field. Great positioning. So I want you to go out to podcastandradio.com. There you can learn more about how we help business professionals and entrepreneurs produce their own podcasts and radio shows, even a path to radio syndication, and we can help you do the same. To find out more about how podcasting can grow your business, your brand, and your entire communications platform, visit us at podcastandradio.com. Let's talk about your business and how podcasting and radio can help you grow. Podcastandradio.com. This week we've got Katie Lance. She's an expert in social media, and it's a big subject these days. But she specializes in the small business side, so we'll find out where to start, and she'll have other tips for us to grow. That'll be in segment four. Stand Out and Be Heard with Doug Foresta. We'll be repeating a segment. Doug and his wife are having a baby this week, so he's somewhere at the hospital doing that. So we'll have a repeat segment with Doug Foresta. And up first, he's a certified performance management consultant who has had the responsibility and privilege of working with companies and organizations and facilitating the learning of more than 29,000 people, including hundreds of leaders, as a performance management solution provider. Bernard Robinson is the author of the book, The Skills of an Effective Leader, Becoming a Leader Others Want to Follow. And he says, and I'm paraphrasing here, in an era where we see enormous challenges in every sector of society that we are affected positively and negatively by the quality of that leadership, and that it is leadership that is impacting the quality of life for so many millions of citizens, workers, worshipers, soldiers, teachers, children, and many more segments of the population in this country and around the world. Joining us on the line is Bernard E. Robinson from the Institute of Human Development. Bernard, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, David. I appreciate the invite. I also am glad to be with you.
My pleasure. So let's start at the top, and of course I'm working from some of the notes you provided. These are things you're thinking about. So the skills of an effective leader, what makes an effective leader in your mind?
Well, there's several things that make an effective leader. One of the things that's key and important is that the whole notion of managing trust, managing the whole notion of the impressions that you make and the relationship you have with those who follow you. Essentially, I like to say it this way, everything is relationships, all else is details. And that's because in the relationship between a follower and a leader, what's really going on between them, the dynamics, one of the most important parts of that dynamic is relationship. Of course, another element of always is trust. In fact, I would say that trust and relationships, the whole notion of building integrity and building relationship allows a business to be effective, allows a leader to be effective. And if people can't relate to you, can't work with you, even if you've got the power to hire and fire, you really don't get the best out of people. So relationships are key. There are several other things that are important, but it really revolves around the human element. The human capital.
So interesting that we have. We're living in a world where the online part of our universe is somewhat becoming a metaphor for relationships. Everywhere you look, it's people you know, like, and trust. It's connections. It's the capital of social media is being connected or being liked. You talk about social capital. It's so fascinating. I was going to ask, you're a management consultant, and you've dealt with a lot of different scenarios today, and this may have evolved over time, but what are some of the key qualities you find that people misunderstand they don't quite connect with it, this human factor?
Well, I think it's important thing. There are a couple of things, of course, in the media that you read about emotional intelligence and the like. But, you know, there's actually about, there's one central element to think about when you think about the whole notion of being effective, one of which is just the whole notion of building and shaping performance. That doesn't happen without good leadership and, of course, good management as well. Mm-hmm. But all that happens within an organization really revolves around, or at least is affected by, the performance of those who are in leadership.
Yeah.
For example, in every organization, everything rises or falls based on the quality of leadership. Whether you're in government, whether you're in business, if your leadership is not effective, your business will not be effective. If your leadership is not effective, your people won't be effective. If leadership is not effective, you won't achieve the business goals that you've established for yourself, and you certainly won't be able to do the second most important part of what you're in business to do, that is develop people.
Mm-hmm. In your practice, in your world as a consultant, where was most of your activity? Were you going into companies and helping to fix problems, or were you improving the efficacy of leadership that was existing? Give us a sense of kind of how you went in and molded and shaped some of the cultures you were working with.
Okay, let me give you a sense. I worked in both government, private sector, state government. I worked with churches. I worked with small businesses and large businesses. Mm-hmm. I've worked in Fortune 500 and less. But the quality of the assignment is really based around solving problems. And what I meant by that, or what I mean by that, is simply this. In every organization, when I'm called in, there's some issue, and usually, as you read early and introduced me, I talk about performance improvement, and I talk about being a performance improvement solutions provider. Well, every organization that's called me in has called me in because there's some problem that they have that is affecting the ability of the people that are working for them to perform effectively, or there's some operational issues that need to be managed and improved in order for the organization to operate better and for the people who are running that organization to operate better. What that meant is that I'm involved with training staff, training employees, training executives to do a whole host of things that relate to performance, whether it's communicating more effectively, whether it's building and sustaining and managing teams, whether it's helping teams to operate effectively, whether it's fixing an issue and helping folks to understand how can we make our business work better. So that may include things like strategic planning and looking at the processes that are needed in order for you to work more effectively and to build a business. So we've done strategic planning, we do leadership coaching and the like. Those are the kind of things that people have called me to do, and we've been rather effective in doing that. Really about 65% of my work over time, and we've been in business nearly 29 years, well, actually 29 years going on 30, has been involved with helping the organization really improve its operation effectiveness. I kind of repeated myself there a little bit, but help me, as you will, make sure I focus on the question and get the answer that you're looking for.
No, that's perfect. And by the way, we're visiting with Bernard E. Robinson from the Institute of Human Development, 29 years in the business. So good to be with you. He's the author of your new book. I'm assuming it's new, maybe not. The Skills of an Effective Leader, Becoming a Leader's Others Want to Follow. Becoming a Leader Others Want to Follow. I got about a minute left with you before the break. Bernard, you deal with a lot of different personality types, and a minute may not be enough to cover this, but how do you navigate as you go in? You know you've got, you know, an A personality with a B. I'm just generalizing here. I mean, how do you help mold different personalities with different needs and emotional factors?
Well, David, one of the things, you know, and I'll do it as quickly as I can, one of the things I've discovered, I talked about the notion of what is responsible, what's needed in order for a leader to be effective with a follower, and that being trust. One of the things I've learned over time, and I've practiced it, if you will, in my practice, is being truthful. So that mixes the notion of being concerned about the different personalities. That doesn't mean that people don't have different personalities, mine as well. But I found that when you're dealing with a client, one of the most important attributes is to build trust and to be trustworthy and to speak, if you will, in a trusting way. That way, I don't have to be fictitious. I'm authentic. They're authentic, and we either really mesh together. We don't. Not every client relationship is automatically built in the first few minutes, but it's essentially, I go in with the whole notion of being truthful and allowing that to really set the pace for us having a safe and effective relationship going forward. It allows there to be a good relationship.
Yeah, no, I like the way you say that, because if everyone is speaking the truth, regardless of from where they come, so to speak, it does sort of level the playing field. If we're all living in a world with truth and we honor our word and we speak our truths, it's great stuff. Coming up on a break here, we're with Bernard E. Robinson. He's the author of The Skills of an Effective Leader, Becoming a Leader Others Want to Follow. That's the book. I'm sure it's available everywhere. The website, www.ihdinc.org. We'll be right back.
Good deal.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz America.
And David Wolf back with you on the Biz Talk Radio Network. We're visiting with Bernard E. Robinson. He's the author of The Skills of an Effective Leader, Becoming a Leader Others Want to Follow. Great stuff. Bernard, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much, David.
So, shorter segment this time. We were talking offline. We want to unpack a few ideas that Bernard is thinking about and is a part of part and parcel to the work he does. Before I do that, though, you want to go out to www.sel2f.com. That's S-E-L, so S-E-L-2-F, as in fox.com, for more information on the book. So you have something you call the anatomy of leadership, and this, I understand, is a three-legged stool. Let's unpack this key dynamic.
Right. Well, one of the things, too, I guess, Dave, the anatomy of leadership, one of the things that I guess is important for context sake for your listeners is to say that my definition of leadership is the ability to influence. It's not a novel notion, but if you can't influence anyone, you're not going to be able to lead them. But the ability to influence is as simple or nothing more, nothing less, so to speak. Well, the anatomy of leadership is kind of a simplistic way of looking at and helping folks see what's going on between the leader and the follower. I use the notion or the metaphor of three-legged stool because what you have on one leg of the stool is the leader. What you have right next to that first leg of the stool, this three-legged stool, is the follower. And what both of them are in business to do is to achieve a goal. Now, every business is in business to do two things, whether they know it or not. They're in business to, one, achieve the business goal, whatever that business goal is. And many times it's captured quantifiably in terms of dollars, but to achieve the business goal. The second target, or should be, is to develop people. If any business is going to be successful, they have to focus on the achievement of the goal, but that goal does not get achieved without developing people. Now, this three-legged stool, the dynamics of it is that it simplifies the whole notion of what should I be doing as a leader and what and why should I be doing it and to whom does it affect? Well, every leader is in business to help a follower work with them to get a goal accomplished. And as I was saying earlier, the key dynamic in that relationship, this anatomy of leadership, is the relationship between them. I like to say as well that there are three other things that are probably there. One is trust, in addition to the relationship. Mm-hmm. And the third one, I want to make sure that I look at my notes here as well, remembering all this stuff, but sometimes needing to reference as well, the whole notion of the anatomy of leadership is that you have to have trust, you have relationship, and you have to have character. Without those three, nothing much and nothing good happens. Character being critical, if you will. We can see, as you mentioned earlier in your intro, every place in this world, leadership is needed, and not all leadership has been good and nor effective. Well, the skill of an effective leader, what I simply suggest about this three-legged stool is that you really need to make sure that, one, you're competent, you're able to build trust with folks, and trust is really built based on your competence and your credibility. You really have to have a solid relationship with the people who are following you, and if you will, you have to have character. It's a quote by Schwarzkopf, and I mentioned the quote, but the quote, this is General Schwarzkopf, who's now passed,
yes.
But he had a wonderful quote, and the quote simply suggested that if you must have talent and you must have character, if you must be without one, be without character, because character is just that important. What we see sometimes on the world stage and in business as well, folks are not really focused on, leaders that is, on understanding how important trust is and then what trust is built upon. So I just wanted to suggest that, as simplistic as it is, the anatomy of leadership is as simple as making sure you build a relationship with those who follow you, that one are trusting, that two reflect the importance of and the relevance of building solid relationships, and then making sure that you're operating in a way that's highly, it's based on high integrity, that is, you have and you're operating with a sense of character. By the way, when you look at these dynamics, what happens if you build trust, the relationship automatically improves.
So, again, trust is the foundation of it all, isn't it? I mean, if you, again, to quote the Schwarzkopf, I mean, it starts there and it might end there if there's no room for anything else. Just know, have trusting relationships with those you work with.
Absolutely. And quite frankly, I call it the big T. If you do not have the big T operating, people will, in fact, follow you, by the way, without trusting you. You know that. But
I didn't know that. I guess they might be out of obligation or for reasons they don't entirely understand. That's an interesting thought,
exactly.
Right,
and
there.
You're going to get paid, so to speak, but you don't necessarily gather the person's heart. You gather their head.
Sure. I get it. Yeah. No, that's great. And character, to just bolt on the character in the couple of minutes we have left together. Character is about principle-centeredness, isn't it? It's about values and staying consistent. Do I have that right? Or maybe you can put some color on that for me.
No, you're on point with that. Let me just build on it, though, simply saying that when you think about the character, it really is based on your value system and what really is the core, what's in your circle of competence, I call it, what it is that really drives you. I think about it in terms of, at the end of the day, when you make decisions about how you operate and how you really want to relate, it has a lot to do with your character and it has a lot to do with your values. One of the reasons that is I do the leadership training I do, by the way, I have a program called The Skills of an Effective Leader. It's a two-day workshop. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's important in thinking about that is that you really have to focus on understanding how important it is for you to create this this sense of really being committed to and wedded to making sure your people can succeed and making sure that they feel, at least, that you are working with and for them. In some cases, you say for them. Yes, you are the leader, but in folks, you're working with and for your people, so that they work with and for you.
It's really a dialectic. It's a dance you're doing. In our final 30 seconds, when you talk about center of gravity, understanding your center of gravity, what do you mean there? I've got about 30 seconds or so.
I'll do it quickly. What's at the core of how you operate? See, at the end of the day, you will operate based on what's at the core of your being, the core of what, in the way you look at and operate towards the world, the way you see people, that is that human element I was talking about, you operate really based on that core, whether you know it or not. Now, you can fake it, but at some point in time, you'll operate based on your center of gravity. What keeps you centered? What keeps you balanced? What makes you who you are? What makes you real? And everybody who's leading or being led, I should say, wants someone who is authentic and real.
Beautiful. Bernard E. Robinson, he's the author of The Skills of an Effective Leader, Becoming a Leader Others Want to Follow. Go out to www.ihdinc.org, or you want to go out to SEL2F, as in Fox.com. Bernard, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. It's been a pleasure, and I hope I've added a little bit to our discussion, our understanding, and more importantly, the understanding of your listeners. Blessings to you, and thanks so much for the opportunity.
You bet.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to stand out and be heard with Doug Floresta. In this segment, Doug explores what it takes to become a thought leader in your field, featuring leading experts about how they became thought leaders and how you can do it too. And now here's your host, Doug Floresta.
Hello and welcome to Stand Out and Be Heard segment. This is Doug Floresta. Today I'm going to be talking about what gets in the way of speaking our truth and becoming a thought leader. And I work with many speakers, authors, coaches, organizations over the years. And one of the things that I notice is that we often have reasons, you know, some might call them excuses, as to why we don't start that blog or why we don't create that media channel or why we don't get out there. And what I wanted to share with you are some of the most common reasons that I think get in the way and what to do about that to move past that fear or move past whatever it is that's getting in the way. I think one of the first ones that I notice a lot is the idea of, and I've addressed this a little bit in previous episodes, but what happens if people don't agree with what I'm saying, right? What if I offend people? And of course, we should not intend to offend anyone purposely. I don't think that there's anything useful to be had in doing that. At the same time, we can't allow ourselves to be crippled by the idea that sharing our truth and speaking our voice is going to offend someone. Because the reality is that if you share your point of view, if you share your unique, authentic point of view, there is a good chance that you will actually perhaps offend someone or someone will not agree with you. And as long as it's not our intention to purposely hurt others, I think that it's actually can be a good thing that people don't agree with us, right? Because if you look at, for example, some of the most powerful people in radio or television, they are, one of the things they all have in common is that they have a strong point of view and they're not worried about alienating the people for whom their message is not a good fit. So, you know, what I say to people is the worst thing that could happen if you put out content is not that people will be offended by it. What actually is the worst thing that can happen if you put out content is that nobody's offended by it, that nobody even notices it because it's so bland, right? Because it's just vague speak that doesn't offend anyone, but it doesn't attract anyone either. So we have to be careful about, you know, having that understanding and intention that we're not looking to hurt anyone, but at the same time, we're also not looking to dilute our own truth. So that's one of the big ones that I see quite a bit is this idea of, you know, what if I hurt someone? Another one that I see quite a bit is the idea of that sometimes we may have this is connected but not quite the same thing, but a fear of going against the grain. You know, a fear of saying things that maybe aren't in vogue in our profession. So that, you know, I actually was doing a podcast last night with one of my clients, and he was saying something about, it's a dental podcast, and he was saying something about how he practices dentistry that could potentially be seen as going against the grain of what most dentists would do. But on the other hand, you know, because he is someone that is secure in the work that he does, he puts it out there and says, this is what I do, this is how I operate. And what I think is really helpful about that is that you know exactly where you stand. And sometimes there can be this fear of, you know, if I put something out there, especially with if to be a thought leader, it's kind of a cutting-edged sword in a way, or a double-edged sword, because to be a thought leader, you really have to say things that people aren't saying and go against some of the conventional wisdom. But at the same time, of course, if you go against conventional wisdom, you may have the fear that, well, I'm going against my profession, or I'm going against the grain. And again, I think both of these, actually underlying it, is a fear of rejection. And what's interesting about the fear of rejection, you know, I've done a lot of speaking, and one of the, it sounds weird, but one of the best presentations I ever had was a presentation where I really bombed and just messed it up totally. And it was in front of about 1,000 people in a grand ballroom at a Sheraton. And when I left, you know, I realized that I was going to be okay, that was probably one of the worst speeches that I was ever going to give in my life. And yet at the same time, I was going to be okay. And there was just this absolute sense of liberation that I had, realizing that, you know, I could handle the rejection, that I wasn't going to die from it. And I think likewise, you know, in order to free ourselves up to really stand out, we have to find a way to move past that fear of rejection. I think part of that is just putting content out there and realizing that, you know, if people are putting up horrible comments, or somebody writes something that's really awful, you know, in this day and age, you can always take it down. You know, if it's on your page, you can always take it down. If it's on your blog post, you know, you can remove a comment or disable comments for someone. And at the same time, I think we have to have that experience of realizing that because not everyone is going to agree with us, doesn't mean that we should hold ourselves back from speaking our truth and, again, going against the grain. The other one that I think is maybe a bit more insidious is the problem of our own internal critic. So not necessarily that we're afraid what others will say of us, but that we doubt ourselves. You know, we doubt that, do I have something to say? Do I have something that's worth saying? And that one, I think, is the hardest one. I think the critic that's the most difficult to overcome is the critic within ourselves. And one of the things I would encourage you to do is to notice, if you find yourself procrastinating and putting out content, ask yourself, what's holding me back? And even better is to get a piece of paper and or write it down in your, you know, write it down on your computer, however you do it. But ask yourself this question, what's holding me back? And really be willing to hear the answer and just write down what comes. And if you can accept what comes and just let whatever it is come up, whatever little voice it is, you know, what if people don't like me? What if I'm a fraud? What if, you know, what if this all bombs? What if I make a fool out of myself? Let all those things come out and take a look at them. Because one of the first things, you know, one of the first steps to challenging an irrational voice, and in this case, I would argue that that's an irrational voice, is to even notice that we're having these thoughts. You know, if you're going to challenge irrational thoughts, you have to notice that you're having irrational thoughts in the first place. And without judgment, as much as possible, take a look at that and ask yourself the question, is this true? You know, is it true that I'm a fraud? What would that even mean? You know, is it true that I have nothing to say? Is it true that I'm going to, maybe you're catastrophizing and, you know, everything's going to go terrible? Is that true? And ask yourself that next question. So look at what you're telling yourself and then ask yourself, is that true? And there's the wonderful Byron Katie. If you've ever heard of Byron Katie, she has some great books about this idea of challenging your thoughts and asking yourself, is it true? How do I know it's true? So asking yourself those questions, is this true? Is my belief true? How do I know it's true? And is this belief serving me? You know, is it really taking me where I want to go? If you, for example, want to get to that next level in your speaking, in your podcasting, in your, you know, video, whatever it is, writing, you're going to have to break through a ceiling. This has been my experience, that every time we get to a new level, so even if you're comfortable, let's say, on a certain level, but then you got invited to go on television in front of millions of people and talk, the chances are pretty good that that voice, that internal voice, would pop up. And by the way, this is not just true for individuals, this is true for organizations as well. you know, the people, because organizations are made of people, and people in organizations have fears, right? Even maybe even more so than in our own business, because in our own business maybe we feel a little bit more secure to take some risks. But, you know, for in an organization, you go, oh my gosh, you know, what if I really mess this up and I lose my position and I tank the company and, you know, people hate me? So this happens just as much in organizations as it does individually. But like I said, I mean, there's the fear of external rejection, right? There's the fear of going against the grain. And then there's this internal dialogue that we have in our heads that I think is often invisible. And when it's invisible, it's really insidious. So notice and ask yourself, what's holding me back? If I'm not putting out the kind of content that I'd like to, if I'm not having the impact that I'd like to be having, I'm not standing out the way I would like to, what's getting in the way? And the chances are, again, underneath all of these is a desire to be safe. And the idea that being quiet is the way to be safe. And in fact, there's a book by Randy Gage called Risky is the New Safe. The funny thing is that by staying silent and staying stuck, yes, in some ways you'll never be rejected, right? I mean, problem solved. But on the other hand, you're really not keeping yourself safe. You're not keeping your organization safe, because safety now is about continuous learning, continuous growth. And, you know, again, do you want to be safe or do you want to have a big impact in the world? And once you can kind of realize that this is not going to challenge your survival, you're not going to die if you give a presentation and people don't like it, or you know, put a video out and people don't like it. You know, one last thing that I love to ask, which is this idea of, you know, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And to just ask yourself that question, what would I do if I wasn't afraid? Thanks so much. This is Doug Foresta. Thanks for listening to Stand Out Be Heard segment. Coming up, more Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz America.
Welcome back. Joining us again on the Small Biz Brain and returning is Melanie Rembrandt. She's an SEO content marketing strategist and publicist. Welcome back, Melanie.
Thanks so much, David. How are you?
Great, great. Doing well. Thanks so much for the work you're doing for small business and also on these segments, which we're learning a whole lot. Now, today we're going to talk a little bit about sort of what we might call a refresh around your content marketing and SEO strategy, right? I mean, this is like goal orientation and really sort of creating the pillars for the future by looking at the past and seeing how did you do. And a lot of it's the people part, isn't it?
Correct. I mean, you work so hard as a small business owner, even an entrepreneur, that it's so easy to get burnt out. And so, you know, sometimes it's good to refresh and reevaluate just to give that extra zing to your business, or maybe even look at doing something else. So, you know, one of the first things I always tell people, it's pretty obvious, but a lot of people don't do it. You know, look at what happened over the course of the last year, or the last few months. I mean, did you meet goals? If not, why not? You know, make changes happen, because if something didn't work, you don't want to keep doing that. But if something did work, you want to do more of that activity. And it seems really simple, but a lot of business owners just don't have time to do
that.
Well,
I want to chime in on this too, because it's some of this, I think, and I know you're going to agree because you've worked with so many different kinds of clients and so many different kinds of businesses, Melanie, is that this is personality type too. If you're a solopreneur or you're running a small family business or a small company, I mean, you may not be wired to set goals and then look back at sort of the static set of goals that you created and then sort of do a reconciliation of whether they worked or not. I'm saying this because I'm one of those guys. I'm a river boy. I'm a creative guy at my core, so I'm a high eye, you know what I mean? I'm very intuitive, so I tend to just move forward, and I don't always look back and then reconcile what I set out to do. And I've worked with coaches around this, but this is a lot of what you do, I think, in your business for your clients, I'm guessing, is you hold them accountable to the goals you set together, right?
Well, that's part of it. And also with new technology, I mean, I do a lot of search engine optimization and tracking. The technology lets you know what is working and what isn't. So it's really easy to see in real time, hey, people really love this content. Let's write more of it.
Yeah.
So I love that fact because it saves time and money and effort. And it's just, that's one way you can use new technology, you know, to help your business.
So in a very real way, you look at what people are responding to and then you follow that voice, right?
Definitely. I mean, and that can even be, that can be social media. If you're out there interacting with your customers, what are they talking about? What are competitors talking about? What's going on in your industry? And, you know, overall, what is worldwide news? I mean, all of this affects your customers in certain ways, and you need to be aware of it so you can give them what they want when they want it.
All right. And speaking of the plan, let me get us back to the plan for today. Sorry, I digress. we all work with team members, whether they're internal or external to our business. So this is something you want us to be aware of, right, about whether our team members are really, you know, contributing and they're really functioning as a part of the team.
Right. It might be very difficult because you might have some really great people that you love working with, but you really have to assess them according to how they're helping the company.
Yeah.
I mean, are they working well with everyone else? Do they provide suggestions or are they just looking for their next career step?
Right.
You know, the people you work with are so important to your company's success. So it might be very difficult, but you really do need to keep track of that and evaluate your team members and also energize them about the opportunities available at your business.
Now, your next, well, it's not the next one, but I'm going to jump to it. It's about passion. And this comes up so much. I mean, I've had hundreds and hundreds of interviews, as you know, and you deal with it with your clients as well. Can you get ahead? Can you grow a business if you're not truly engaged on a passionate level with it? I mean, that's my question. Your question is, do we still, you know, take account? Am I still passionate about what I'm doing? So frame this out for us a little bit in terms of how you work with the folks you're working with or just your observations about behavior.
Well, of course. I mean, everyone usually has a big passion for what they do when they first begin their business. And you know, that can kind of go away.
Right.
But the great thing is, as you grow your business, you can focus more on the things that you like to do and give, you know, the accounting and the marketing and the sales out to other people. So then you're more about the overall vision you have for your business. And, you know, if you don't have that passion anymore for it, maybe it's time to look for something else. I mean, a lot of people do various careers in a lifetime. Because if you don't look at that, what happens is you get stuck in a rut and time goes by and before you know it, 10 years go by and you're still doing the same thing and you just don't have the passion for life anymore. So
exactly.
Or what you're, not necessarily life, but for what you're doing.
Well,
so.
Sure. No, it makes total sense. And I've done a lot of work on this in the last year. I've been working with a couple different coaches and I've been producing podcasts with them. And as you're suggesting, I mean, you have to be in alignment with what you love to do, and you need to continually kind of look back at, it's kind of like know thyself. If you don't have a sense of what it is you really, really, really want, and it's not being expressed in your professional life, I mean, you know, money's good, but I mean, time is the real level or so. Are you spending time on the stuff that really is important to you? Because you're, and back to SEO and all the work we're talking about here with content, your audience is going to hear that you're not passionate about it. They're going to feel that, aren't they?
Oh, of course. And the business owners who are passionate about their companies, you can tell they're super successful. I mean, you see the commercials where the CEO is talking about their business, and you want to be part of that because they love what they're doing. You know, so
right.
It does. It comes across.
Right.
And if sales are dying, you know, that's something to look at.
It's an attraction, sort of the power of attraction or the law of attraction or however you want to say it. And lastly, as we wrap it up, you know, don't be afraid to dream, right, Melanie? I mean, I've been working with you for many years. You've always been open to the idea of the big dream in your own business and for your clients as well, right?
Yes. I mean, I come from a very fairly small town, and I have no qualms about thinking big. I mean, my big model that I love is act as though it is impossible to fail. And so, you know, you've got to go for it. Life is too short. You've got to pursue the things you want to do, and you find a way. I mean, there's other people out there who've probably done the things you want to do. And it can be hard as a small business owner because you have bills to pay. But, you know, you do have to have that big dream behind you that keeps you going. You know, what's the next thing? What's the next thing I can do? And it just makes life exciting.
Yeah, it's a great note to leave us on. We'll do it again for sure. Melanie Rembrandt, she is an SEO content marketing strategist and a publicist. I love that. The website, www.rembrandtwrites.com, just like the artist is spelled, www.rembrandtwrites.com. Melanie, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thanks, David. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. And that's our show for this week. Thanks for listening, as always, Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network. Remember to visit us at podcastandradio.com to listen to the archives. You can also, of course, find us on iTunes as well. Give us a nice review if you would. And we'll see you next week. Have a great week in your business.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.